Welcome, hockey fans, to another edition of This Week in Wisconsin Prep Hockey. I'm MJ Hammett. Along with me tonight is Michael Terzinski, also known as Trasher, and Burglar is along for the ride tonight. We have the Radisson-Madison Players of the Week, Madison's premier Westside Hotel. Bill Berg, go ahead and spill the beans. Who are they?
Oh, thanks, MJ. On the girls' side, our Radisson-Madison Player of the Week is Katie Diedert, a forward for the Northern Edge. On Tuesday, she only played the one game. This was a short week, because some of you may remember Christmas was last week. On Tuesday, she scored four goals in a 6-0 Edge win over Tomahawk. On the boys' side, our player of the week is Dylan Brown, a forward from RWD. On Saturday, he had three goals in a 3-0 win, or three assists, sorry, in a 3-0 win over DeForest. And on Sunday, one goal, three assists, and a 6-0 win over Greendale, making him the Radisson-Madison Boys Player of the Week. As you know, Radisson-Madison is Madison's premier West Side hotel and also the state championship headquarters of Wisconsin Prep Hockey. And back to you, MJ.
Okay, thanks a lot, Bill. Let's move on to our games of the week. Girls' side, we had Waupaca taking on the Central Wisconsin Storm, and Burglar, you got to take that one in.
Yeah, the game started out fairly interesting. Waupaca jumped on a quick lead. The puck was down in their end for a minute and a half, and their defense got control of the puck, and Marky Ash took off, split the defense, took off up the middle, and caught a long breakout pass from her zone to score a goal and put Waupaca up 1-0, but then it was pretty much Central Wisconsin Storm all the way, just too much passing, too much skating for the Storm. They just kept the puck. Towards the third period, it was getting to the point where the Waupaca fans were cheering icing just because it got the puck out of their zone. Only briefly because, as you know, the ref just picks the puck up and brings it right back down in the zone, but it gave everybody a little break, a little breather. So, you know, they were just cheering little things like clearing the zone and icing the puck. Waupaca did score another goal. It was on a 5-on-3 power play on one of those rare situations that shouldn't be as rare as it is, where one of the Storm players came down and sprayed snow in the face of the Waupaca goalie who had dropped down to cover up a puck. And the referee actually called unsportsmanlike conduct for it. Gave Waupaca a 5-on-3 power play, and they scored a goal to make it 4-2. But I believe they ended up 6-2. Shots were very much lopsided. Puck was pretty much on Wapaka's end the whole time. And Storm walked away with another win. Just too much passing, too much discipline, skating on the Storm side. And I believe Trasher was at the boys' game of the week.
Burglar, you are correct. I was at the KB Willett Arena in Stevens Point to take in the Wausau West Warriors, ranked number 2 in the state, versus the home team Spash Panthers, ranked honorable mention last week. The Panthers came out fast. They scored a goal with 41 seconds into the first period to take a 1-0 lead. But then a few minutes later, West scored three goals in less than 5 minutes to take a 3-1 lead, and they never trailed after that. On the final ended up being 6-3, West over Spash. Coach Brandon Bussey of Spash pulled out his goaltender with 3:47 left in the third period to try to pull a Pete Susans and score a bunch of man advantage goals. They were successful one time. And otherwise on the power play, West was 2 of 3. Spash was 2 of 5. Cale Bowman had 2 goals for West. And Grant Schakowsky had 2 for Spash. It was a good, exciting game between Valley rivals. But for tonight, or for Tuesday night actually, Wausau West held the advantage, again, 6-3 from the KB Willett Arena. And I'll send her over to MJ for the top 10.
All right, our top 10 as tabulated by Bill Jr., who's not with us tonight. And they came out this way. The boys' top 10. Number one is Appleton United. Number two, Wausau West. Number three, Middleton. Number four, Antigo. Number five, Hudson. Eau Claire Memorial checks in at six. Number seven, Notre Dame Academy. Number eight, Unalaska. Number nine, University School. And number 10 is Anita Menasha Hortonville Co-op. Honorable mention teams include Bayport, De Pere, Kenosha, Stevens Point, Waukesha, and Wisconsin Rapids. Girls, top 10. University Schools, number one. Central Wisconsin, number two. Bay Area, number three. Hayward, number four. And St. Croix comes in at number five. Fond du Lac at number six. Fox Cities comes in at seven. Eight is Northland Pines. Number nine, Hudson. Number 10 is the Eau Claire Altoona Stars. Honorable mention has two teams from the Badger Conference, the Metro Lynx and the Rock County Fury. Upcoming games of the week, nothing this week. It is holiday tournament time. A lot of teams out at tournament, and it's kind of hard to get around to cover games at this time of year, so no games of the week. We'll be back with them next week, though. And before we go, we got a closing note from Trasher. Michael, what you got?
MJ, we received some bad news from one of our hockey families. We'd like to pass our condolences, and especially Del Scanlon's condolences, to the family of Tracy Jones. Tracy was a health and phy-ed teacher at Reedsburg Area High School. She was a member of the Reedsburg Youth Hockey Association and also the mother of Chris and Ben Jones, two players on the Reedsburg team. So we would like to send our deepest condolences and prayers to the families. May you heal as the new year comes in. And that's about it. MJ, back to you.
Okay. Thank you very much, Michael, for passing that along. And, yes, we do send our condolences, no doubt about it. Well, that's going to do it for this week's show. Next week, we'll be back with more. We'll have boys and girls games of the week and more, and another top 10, I'm sure. So keep it right here, and we will be back next week with more of This Week in Wisconsin Prep Hockey.